You know, a lot of people, like myself, for example, I find it really hard to pray. And sometimes, just like listening to the music, I sing along with it, and that's like my prayer to God.
Yeah, our testimonies are always going to be the most powerful thing.
I just hope that encourages you.
When we share what God is doing in our lives, we all get to learn and grow together.
To sit back and sort of look at it from a bird's eye view.
We can be a little better every day.
And ultimately, just make God proud.
That's life.
We're singing to one God.
That's the SOS community.
I love the dialogue. I love the discussion. I love you plugging in with our SOS community. That's what this is all about.
Start your day with Scott Harold. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
Talking to Vince Antonucci today on SOS Radio. How are you? Happy New Year.
Man, Happy New Year. I'm glad to be here. Glad for the new year.
Yeah? How's everything going at Verve?
It's going great, man. We are we're right here in Las Vegas, trying to love God, love people, turn the world upside down, just off the Vegas Strip, and we love doing ministry here in the city.
So I know you were a lawyer for a long time, and then you decided, I want to launch a church, and you did that in Virginia Beach, and then felt God calling you to Las Vegas to launch a church. What do you see as the state of the big church in Las Vegas? Is people working together the way that God's moving?
Man, I have found that people are not territorial here, that churches are wide open. It's cool. You know, being in Sin City, it's like we feel like we have to bond together. And so ever since we've gotten here, it's been 9 years, people have been totally receptive, other pastors in town. I've been totally welcoming.
Yeah, I think I first heard about your church. You were actually invited to preach at one of the other large churches here in town, and they just let you have the pulpit, let you raise money and plant some seeds and get your church started years ago, and now it's thriving.
That's right, yep. It's been great. Yeah, I totally appreciate all the churches in town and how helpful they've been.
You know, what's the spiritual climate in Las Vegas? I mean, you see all the numbers and things. Like, do you have any idea what percentage of people actually go to church in Las Vegas?
What I've heard is 5%. So I don't know if that's right. I've heard up as high as 9%, but it seems like most of the surveys and data says about 5%, which we have about 2 million people, so that's about 100,000. So 1.8 to 1.9 million people who don't go to church, which means we have a big mission field here of people who need grace and need Jesus.
We hear people all the time say, hey, you know, I'm down with what Jesus taught. I'm down with God's wisdom. I'm even okay with what the Bible says, you know, about truth. They're not necessarily connecting with church. And what do you think that is?
I think too many people view church and view Christians as judgmental, and, you know, they think they're better than I am, which is ironic because the entry into Christianity is admitting that you're a sinner. And so of all people, Christians should not feel like we're better than anyone else. So of all people, when we see our neighbor struggling with sin, we should be like, been there, man. I know how that is. In fact, I couldn't do it without a savior. And so I think the key is if we just love people. You know, I tell people, if you present truth to anyone about anything, it just shuts people down. You know, if I drink Diet Coke, if you came up to me and said, Diet Coke's bad for you, I'm just going to be like, dude, back off. I don't want to hear it. But love people opens people up. And so if you love people, you know, if I have a relationship with you and I know you love me and you say, hey, man, Diet Coke's not so good for you, I'll listen because you're my friend. And so I think if we would just love people, we want them to know the truth. Sure, we know that truth will set them free, but we just need to be patient on the truth side. Just love people and then look for chances we have after we've established a relationship to invite them to church, present truth to them.
I was talking to a friend the other day and we were talking about church before Christmas. He goes, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, church is just full of hypocrites. I'm like, yeah, I know. I got room for you too.
Yeah, exactly. Join us. You're in the club.
Like, yeah, I'm just here trying to show you where the bread is, bro. We're all hungry. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing I love about Las Vegas. I think people's hunger is a little bit closer to the surface. You know, in a lot of cities, a lot of places around the country, it's like people feel like, you know, I'm good. I got it together. And I think for the most part, people in Las Vegas are a little bit more aware of their flaws and their sin and their need for something more, whether they've identified it as being Jesus yet or not. They know, like, something's not right. I think a lot of people move here even because they want a new life. And we have that to offer.
I know. There's just something about the way that this city just extends God's radical grace for people can comprehend it in a little different way. We're talking to author Vince Antonucci. He's also pastor of Verve Church in Las Vegas. But we're going to dig into his new book. It's called Restore. It's about receiving healing from the hurts from our past and how to live in God's future. We'll dig into that in more detail coming up next on SWS Radio. Talking to Vince Antonucci today on SOS Radio, and he's an author, and he's a pastor at Verve in Las Vegas. And you know how it feels. You know, you get hurt from your past. It's hard to get beyond it. You got all these bad habits that you want to break. I mean, this new year is a perfect example of it all. So many things we want to change. You just go, I don't even know where to start. But you just wrote a book called Restore, just kind of digging into how to actually do that.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so Restore, the subtitle says it all, I think. It says, break out of your past and into God's future. You know, so many of us are stuck. And a time of year like this, with a new year, you kind of look at yourself a little bit and ask questions like, did I grow last year? And why can't I move past things? But I think most of us either have hurts or habits or sins that we're stuck in and we just can't seem to break out of. And this book provides a God-centric path out of your past and into something better.
So what do we do just to start that process when we feel like we're stuck in that pattern?
And the thing I say is I think it has to start with God. Too often our solutions are self-help kind of solutions. And the problem is, like, myself is what got me where I am today. And so if I rely on myself, where I am is always going to be where I end up. You know, I end up in a battle with myself. And the reality, I think we've all seen this, is that self-help is skin deep. You know, that I decide, all right, I'm going to stop doing, you know, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to start reading my Bible. And then I end up 2 weeks later, 2 months later in the same place I've always been. And so when it's self-help, I end up in a battle with myself. There's some reason I am where I am. Myself has brought me there. And so I'm trying to fight myself to get me out of it. It does not work. And so even Christians, I think, tend to do self-help solutions. Even though we have God, we don't quite know how to turn to them. And that's what this book Restore is all about. How do we make our path out of our past a God-based solution?
And I think we get tired when we're just kind of stuck in that holding pattern because it's all work, work, work. And it starts to feel like Groundhog Day, you know, living through the same thing over and over again. What do we do to get past that lack of willpower?
Say it's not willpower, it's God's power. It's true. You know, in fact, I know a lot of people who just at some point just kind of give up. It's like, why bother? I've tried, you know, 100 times to forgive my dad, to quit looking at pornography, to stop overeating, whatever it is. And so we realize my willpower isn't enough, and I don't know if I can muster up more of it. And so finally we just give up. And so we need a solution, and the Bible offers it to base our progress on God's power, not on willpower.
I know so much of that goes back to forgiveness, especially for the people in our life, the people that have been closest to us that have hurt us, and we just kind of glossed over it at one point, and the wounds are still below the surface and they bubble up. We'll talk about the deeper part of forgiveness coming up in about 10 minutes with Vince Antonucci. His new book, it's out today, and it's called Restore. We're talking to Vince Antonucci on SOS Radio, and he has a new book. It's called Restore, and it's out today. Talks a lot about forgiveness in your book. You know, when you're going through a new year and you're looking at your past, a lot of what we hold on to is a lack of forgiveness.
Yeah, that was kind of the defining problem of my life. So growing up, I had an abusive dad. He was very emotionally and verbally abusive, occasionally physically abusive. He was also a professional, I guess, gambler here in Las Vegas and a con man. There was always somebody who wanted to kill him or the police wanted to arrest him. And so we moved around a lot growing up. And just I grew up hating him for who he was and what he did to me and my family. And I became a Christian and read all these verses that said, forgive. And I was like, okay, I'll forgive. And I even said it. You know, there was, man, I don't know, dozens of times that I said, okay, I forgive my dad. And then the next day I'd realize I did not forgive my dad. I'm still just as angry and I'm still stuck in bitterness. And that bitterness was poisoning everything. Like it wasn't just that I was angry with my dad. I didn't treat my family the way I should. Like I wasn't able to see God for who he really was. And it was all tied back to unforgiveness with my dad. So this is a very, very personal subject for me. And it is a big part of the book, is how do we move past the hurts that have been done to us? How do we forgive people? And the answer for me was going to a recovery program. But I had two friends who went to it and they both said, you need to go. And I'm like, that's one of the problems I don't have. I've got all the other ones. And they said, no, one of the big themes in this recovery program is how to forgive your parents. A lot of people who have addictions stems back to issues with your parents. And so I decided, all right, like if I'm serious about forgive my dad, I'll go. And so it was a 26-week program. It was 3 hours a night, every Monday night. There was homework and books to read. And it was in that process of learning those recovery principles that I was finally able to forgive my dad for real. And it has set me free. It's changed my life in so many ways.
Wow, that's powerful. We're talking to author Vince Antonucci. He's also pastor of Verve Church in Las Vegas. His new book's called Restore, and it's actually out today. Sometimes when we're dealing with a rough past, we really got to go deeper than just the layers on the surface. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking to author and pastor Vince Antonucci. He has a book. It's called Restore. It's actually out this week. And sometimes when you really want to go deep and you haven't had the breakthrough you've been hoping for, going through a 12-step program can actually lead to real recovery, even if you don't consider yourself an addict.
Yeah, that's kind of the premise of this book, Restore. It's a kind of a recovery program or a rehab program in a book. In fact, it's broken into 30 chapters, and they're short chapters. And the idea is to read one chapter a day, like you were entering into a 30-day rehab program. And so each day, it's like, okay, read this, and then let's work on this today. Let's focus on this today. And what I have found is, man, recovery programs really work. Not for everybody. You need to want it to work. But there are people with massive addictions who go to rehab and come out free. And you and I, we've got addictions. We wouldn't call them addictions because they wouldn't send us to rehab. They're socially acceptable. You know, they're kind of normal addictions, but we have things we can't get past. And so if we can learn the rehab recovery principles that people use with massive socially unacceptable addictions, they work for us too. And we need to get free as well.
I know. There's something to be said about actually taking every thought captive. I think a lot of times we read those verses in the Bible where Paul's talking about taking every thought captive and submitting it to the authority of Jesus. And we just go through life going, oh, I can't control that thought, or that just popped into my head, or I can't really help myself, or maybe I was born this way, or I've got a predisposition towards this. What have you learned about taking thoughts captive?
Yeah, and that's the focus of a couple chapters in the book. So I went to another recovery program. Again, all the programs I went to were more about forgiving my dad and things like that, and they were never designed for that, but that's always what I was looking for help with. And so this was a one-on-one, one-week thing where you went with a counselor for 5 days, for like 5 hours a day, and you worked through whatever you wanted to work through. And we talked about taking thoughts captive and breaking the strongholds in our life. And I realized that the lies I believed that I had told myself so many times, or Satan had whispered in my ear, that I had believed those lies for so long, those thoughts, and that if I was going to take them captive and overcome them with God's truth, I needed to be exposed to God's truth as many times or more than I had been to the lies. So one of the things I did was I wrote myself a letter from God to me. And it's basically, I just strung a bunch of Bible verses together telling me who I am in Christ, because my dad had made me feel like I was nothing. I would never amount to anything. I was a loser. And those lies just stuck with me. And so how do I take those thoughts captive? And so I wrote this letter that I started to read every single day telling me who I was from God's vantage point through the Bible verses. And reading that day after day after day was finally what set me free and allowed me to overcome those lies and really take those thoughts captive, cast them aside, and be set free by the truth.
No, that's good. It's like writing down those declarations and just putting those in your head, writing them on a chalkboard in your house, or writing them on a binder or a folder or on your phone. It's just like, it makes a difference. We're talking to author Vince Antonucci today on SWS Radio and his new book, Restore. It's out right now. If you want to be a part of this discussion, if you've been through a similar program or you've had a similar breakthrough about taking every thought captive, you can call and chime in at 702-732-9102, or you can tag us on Facebook.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
That's Big Daddy Weave on SWS Radio. Sometimes it starts by actually saying, I believe, or admitting, you know what? I actually have a problem. I think that's one of the biggest keys to actually finding recovery in our life.
Hi, good morning, Scott. My name's Chelsea. I was calling in. I started listening to you guys probably about a year ago when I moved out here, and your guys' topic this morning is just screaming to me. I actually am in a program recovering from alcohol. Before my music changed and before I started going through the recovery, like, I've always been like a strong-willed person, and I couldn't figure it out on my own. And through the steps, I've completely been able to get to know my relationship with God that much more and have trust in God. Since that has happened, I mean, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 7.5 months, and it's been a miracle. And so, like, I'm actually leaving my meeting right now, and you guys are talking about this.
Oh, very cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Chelsea. We appreciate you calling and sharing and being a part of our community. And, man, great job on all the hard work you're putting in. Here's Jeremy Camp on SOS Radio. Don't leave me alone. Talking to Vince Antonucci today at SOS Radio and his new book, it's called Restore. It's actually out today. So much of the recovery classes and programs we're talking about address issues we've had with our parents and finding healing through that. But now, growing up and we're parents, what are you thinking about? Like, what do I got to do differently so I don't put any of those things on my kids?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I went to this recovery program to forgive my dad. What led me there was having my first child. That I had a son, and I always knew I was bitter towards my father, and I knew it. I had this anger simmering inside of me, and sometimes it would come out at inappropriate times or in inappropriate ways. Unfortunately, I was willing to live with it. And then I had a baby, and I went, I'm not going to raise him like this. I'm not going to raise him in a home that has anger and bitterness at its core. And so that's what led me to this recovery program, which is I share in the Restore book. But we need to get free of our stuff if we're going to be able to parent our kids in a way that we don't load them down with stuff that they're going to need to get free from.
Yeah.
And so I'd say the first thing is to make sure that you're healthy. And I hope this book will help people do that. But the first thing is I need to deal with my stuff because it is going to affect my parenting and it is going to get passed down to my kids, whether I want it to or not.
So how did your life change, Vince, once you finally felt like you broke free? Was there like a sound or a moment, a God hitting you over the head, just feeling that, wait a second, okay, the chains that I've been holding on to are broken now.
Yeah. So for years, I had said, okay, I forgive my dad. And then something would happen. I realized I have not forgiven my dad. So I went to this recovery program that I share about in the book. And I was on a flight. And in the middle of the flight, it's kind of a long story, but I had this moment where I'm like, okay, I forgive my dad. And I had this voice in the back of my head said, no, you didn't. You've said that 1,000 times. It's never worked. But it was different because of this recovery program I had gone through and what I had learned. And then in the days and weeks and now months and years since, I realized it worked. It really happened. There are just little things. So like when my wife is driving and we're at a red light and the light turns green and she doesn't notice, up until that day, I would get angry. I'd just be like, I can't believe this, which is so dumb. It's like 3 seconds, right? But those 3 seconds, I'd be like, why doesn't she see it's green? And I'd be like, and stuff. And after I forgave my dad, like the light would turn green. And I'd just be like sitting there. It's 3 seconds. Who cares? Just all these little things. And my wife started noticing. She would be like, what happened? Like, you're not the same person you were a week ago, a month ago. Just in everyday life, I realized it worked. Like, I had this burden taken off of me, and it's awesome.
It really is like a burden when it finally just clicks where you're like, I've got some freedom. Wait, it's like I know something just broke. That tenseness broke. Something in your heart just broke. That root that went deep in your heart was ripped out. And you're like, wow, I can actually feel the difference. We're talking to author Vince Antonucci on SOS Radio. He's also the pastor of Verve Church in Las Vegas. His new book, Restore, is actually out today. 702-732-9102 is our phone number if you have a story you want to share.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.